Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. July 31st, 1917, marked the last night before Prohibition in Utah, a new law that banned the production and sale of alcohol. The Ogden Standard reported that men drank tonight who never drank before, women thronged the cafes wherever there was a connecting saloon, and young boys, some of them not more than 15 years of age, were noted in large numbers staggering the streets. The next day, saloons redecorated their premises into soda shops, dance floors, and restaurants, and to keep the booze flowing, they relied on bootleggers to make and distribute the now illegal beverage. In Ogden, speakeasies sprung up in the basements of businesses. One Italian business owner built a false wall in the basement of his soda shop and put a copper still behind it. The still was connected to the plumbing that led to the sink in the bathroom. Those who knew which faucet to turn would get whiskey instead of water. But it wasn't just men who got into the bootlegging business. Mothers needing to feed their families welcomed the opportunity to earn extra cash. Some Greek and Italian women, for example, crushed grapes to produce wine. When fresh grapes weren't available, they soaked raisins in a corked jug for 21 days until they were plump enough to process. As the bootleggers got more innovative, local law enforcement countered their moves. Weber County Sheriff Deputy David F. Steele was well known for using his keen sense of smell to sniff out whiskey and catch bootleggers. He would drive around the county with his windows rolled down in order to detect the smell of fermenting grain. He busted 2 stills per week using his unusual talent. The government implemented prohibition in an effort to uphold community morals and stop the supposed evils that came with alcohol. On Ogden's 25th Street, however, it had the opposite effect. It created a culture of crime and clandestine behavior and inspired a remarkable period of business innovation. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Ogden Union Station. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.